Your award-winning student radio station.
This is Your Raw.
Yes, indeed. This is Your Raw. This is Raw Sport, not out now at 3:10 on a Saturday afternoon. In honour of the Champions League and in honour of, in particular, Juventus, we're going to try our game at pronouncing some of Juventus and Italy's players' names, actually, because one of our former members, Gianluca Frescu, is bilingual. He is half-part Italian, I think, and works for the club now. And myself and Daniel did a World Cup podcast last year, and Jim featured too. And we were completely beguiled by Gian's ability to actually come on and pronounce the Italian players' names with the kind of most beautiful, poetic sort of lilt.
It's as if he's been learning Italian all his life.
It is. So what we're going to try and do is, in true British fashion, completely butcher them. In some kind of tribute to Juve, who, as Raw Sport, I think we can officially support. As, you know, one of our own, Gianluca is on their side, so we're on his side. And I do want to give a shout-out to their fans, actually. If you are listening in at home, make sure you catch the game on a piazza later on, because in particular the atmosphere at work with the Juve fans here, I know, is sensational, based on the semi-final.
And also, if you are a Juventus fan, your club still is cheating and you deserve to have the title stripped from you. Stop going on about how you deserve to have actually have the titles re-awarded to you. You cheated. Sorry, carry on, Tim.
Yeah, it's important to have balance, to be fair.
They literally just added two titles to their...
Yeah. They had a second start of the badge, even though they've only officially won 18 titles.
Right, fair enough. So anyway, what I've got is a few sound files from when Gianluca was on our World Cup podcast, and it's just Italian player names. So if you all put your headphones on, we'll have a go at trying to emulate this kind of level of pronunciation, maybe. To start with, you can hear how the names of Montolivo and Prandelli are meant to be pronounced.
I mean, Riccardo Montolivo is going to be out, and he's Prandelli's favourite.
So, yeah. Anyone want to try an attempt at pronouncing that?
Well, very firstly, if we have these saved on file, every time we try and mention one of these players, can we just actually just like quickly press a button and just have Gian saying it instead, because it sounds so much better?
Yeah, it'd be sorry.
And also, Gian gets royalties every time it's played. So,
so anyone want to try and pronounce Montolivo as Gian did in Montolivo?
I'll go with Prandelli.
Hang on. It's more Prandelli, I think. Or I don't know. Nick?
Riccardo Montolivo. Is that it?
Montolivo.
I didn't even say the right name.
Sorry if you're listening at home and you're
did you mix him up with Machiavelli
Italian.
Or something?
I don't know. I was improvising.
That was very good improvisation. So,
avant-garde pronunciation there.
Yeah, we apologise.
Did you mix it up with Marchisio, maybe?
Do you know what, Nick? This is what happens when we try and do nice things. Anyway, so we'll move on to Bonucci, Barzagli and Chiellini. We'll have a listen here.
Bonucci, Barzagli and Chiellini, all the back line. Yeah, you had Buffon in goal.
And a bit of Buffon there as well. We wanted to talk about Buffon, so now we have. I think the most amazing thing is how Gian just sort of slants between perfect English and perfect Italian. That is my aspiration in life. So do you want to try anything, Dan? Feeling brave?
Buffon.
Bonucci. What was the other one?
It's an ironic cheer. Bonucci, Barzagli.
Zagli, not Zagli.
Zagli.
Chiellini.
Yeah.
Bonucci, Barzagli and Chiellini, all with the back line. Yeah, you had Buffon in goals.
Bonucci, Barzagli, Chiellini.
Yeah, I think you're doing quite well here, Jim. So we've got a couple more others to get through. Here's one that'll be nice and easy.
Thiago Motta.
You see, why should you get, what's it called? What's the software? Rosetta Stone. Why do you need to get Rosetta Stone when we're offering you this service for free? We're teaching you how to speak Italian.
All we need to do is get Gian to speak literally every single word and we match Rosetta Stone perfectly.
Through football players' names, you know, I think this is great. Nick Harris, you want to attempt Thiago Motta?
Thiago Motta.
Thiago Motta.
Yeah, I can kind of say it. In fact, try and say it at the same time, Nick. 3, 2, 1.
Thiago Motta.
Yeah, that was quite good. And so finally, we will move on to Verratti, De Rossi and Pirlo. This is probably the best bit. A lot of players in here. And some tactical analysis as well. So
Verratti and De Rossi would flank Pirlo.
Flank Pirlo.
Yeah.
When you say tactical analysis, I don't think the words will flank. Yeah. It counts as deep analysis of the situation.
Well, I mean, in context, it kind of was, but then I cut it out because I didn't want to be too, you know, over the top. Verratti and De Rossi would flank Pirlo. Is it Pirlo?
Pirlo.
Yep. Pirlo. Yeah. So that was our attempt at pronunciations. And I'm quite paranoid now that we may have offended most of Italy. If they do ever hear that clip, we apologise to you. So I'll tell you what, while we go and recuperate, please show us mercy on Raw Sport Not Out.